Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
You're listening to the Simply Vegan podcast, the show that's all about making veganism easy, fun, and accessible. Brought to you by the team at Vegan Food and Living, the UK's best-selling vegan magazine. You can catch us every Tuesday and every Thursday. Today, Molly and I discuss some of the delicious dishes we've been eating lately and argue about who is the best cook. I chat about the Bath Culture House goodies I bought at my local vegan fair, and we compare notes on our first barbecues of the year. We then dive into where to eat on the high street for the best vegan food, including Yo Sushi, Nando's, TGI's and Brewdog, who all have new menus for spring. And don't miss our listener story, which involves an awkward moment on a first date. Life can be hectic, and finding fresh and nutritional vegan recipes can become another thing to worry about. But don't worry, our best-selling magazine, Vegan Food and Living, is on hand to help. You can join us today and by visiting veganfoodandliving.com/podcast or using code podcast when you order with us. Choose between our print and digital plus membership to receive the latest issue to your door or to your device, along with having easy access to thousands of plant-based recipes at your fingertips in our fully searchable digital magazine archive. Join us today and make cooking delicious vegan food that much more exciting by visiting veganfoodandliving.com/podcast.
Hello, my lovely. How are you?
I'm all right, my love. How are you?
Good. I like the way you always start off in a Bristolian accent.
Do you know what? I think any of my friends that are actually Bristolian, they must just hate me because all I do is just slip into a Bristolian accent every now and then. I'm Welsh. What am I doing?
Oh, I used to do it all the time when I lived up there. And whenever I'm with my dad, his mum and all his, I mean, he's got a huge family. He was like one of like 8 or 9 kids. And
oh gosh,
like his mum was one of 15. It's like,
yeah,
half of Ireland is related to me. Whenever I see him, I just start talking in a terrible Irish accent and he just looks at me.
Yeah.
Like,
it's always so hard to do, isn't it? And I'm always there just like, yes, I'm doing it so well. It's probably just coming across as so ignorant.
Especially after a few drinks, you're like, oh my God, my accents are incredible.
Wow, I'm so talented.
So tell me what you've been up to before we get into our restaurant, high street restaurant reviews.
Oh my God. Do you know what? I had such a lovely weekend.
I caught up
with some friends, had barbecue, which was amazing. Got some nice burgers from M&S, treated myself to some M&S Plant Kitchen. I think they're new, they're like hamburgers. They were so tasty, really, really juicy. They've got some other stuff in there as well. I've seen vegan steak burgers, which were like quite thick patties with like loads of different seasonings in them, but it looked really nice. So yes, I had those. My friends did like lovely salads. One friend did this like courgette salad, which was grated courgette, lemon, olive oil.
Oh, that sounds so good. It's always the simplest food, isn't
it? Yeah, it was a couple of other stuff in there, but I can't remember, but it was just so fresh. Bit of mint, it was beautiful. And yesterday, oh my God, I was a domestic goddess yesterday. I spent 5 hours cooking a dinner. I did spinach and ricotta cannelloni, obviously vegan, with this like asparagus and olive salsa, and then a roasted garlic butter, oh, to go with some garlic bread. Oh my goodness me. I don't know why I'm not married yet. Like,
honestly, you need your own food blog, Molly. Just,
I,
you know,
because
you're not that busy at the moment, are you? You haven't got much going on.
Yeah, some, you know, I got all this spare time. That's a lie.
Your cooking just is so incredible. My friend said, oh, I listened to the episode the other day and I made the lamb, in inverted commas, shawarma. She was like, oh, it's so good. And she did the tzatziki. And I'm like, oh my God, we're inspiring people. I say we, you.
Are we influencers?
You, I definitely think we might be. I'm not sure about me. I'm still like on the falafel making stage.
Oh, mate, I can't make falafels. Why are they so hard?
Well, I'll get onto that in a minute. I want to know, where was your recipe from for your cannelloni and your, what did you say you did with it?
An asparagus, like roasted asparagus with an olive salsa, which was amazing. So I, for the olive salsa, it was from Mob Kitchen, but I tweaked it a little bit. So it was meant to be olives and preserved lemon, but I didn't have any preserved lemon. So I just did finely chopped olives, finely chopped tomatoes, chili, mint, some lemon zest, fresh lemon juice, bit of olive oil, garlic, salt, just mix it together, kind of let it sit for a while. So it just kind of all absorbs the juices. And then on top of some roasted garlic that I put in, I think I roasted it to an inch in his life. I got to be honest, it could have been a bit harder, but it was my first time having asparagus, which is quite nice.
What, in your life?
In my whole life. Oh, I know.
God, that's insane. Oh, I
know.
Love asparagus. I had it last night.
Did you? Oh my God, are we twins? Oh
God, we are life twins. Yeah, just like griddle it with a little bit of olive oil and sea salt.
That's what I got. I got some leftovers today. And for the cannelloni, I used a couple of different recipes and just kind of got an idea of it. This is what I do. I look on a few different blogs, look at what they're doing, and then I just kind of make my own little recipe up of like things that I've got, things that I haven't got. Some people say to use like blended cashews and tofu to make the ricotta, but I just did soaked cashews, blended it for about 2 minutes. So it's so smooth. There's no sort of bits in there. Some fresh garlic, lemon. And then the filling was like spinach, some caramelized onions, not caramelized, but sort of like just fried slightly. And then put in the lovely tubes. No cheese on there either. I didn't put cheese on top. I just made like a bechamel. It was beautiful.
My God, I really want to cook that now.
Do it.
Well, I was feeling all proud of what I'd been making this weekend, but now, you know.
No. What did you do? I bet it wasn't as good as mine, but what did you do?
Yeah, it wasn't. Well, I actually, do you know what? I wasn't actually feeling that well. I think I still sound a bit stuffy. I had like a cold and stuff. And I was like, what? Oh. What is this? I don't ever get colds. I literally kept going, my nose is blocked up on one side, like as if I'd never experienced it before. And everyone's like, maybe you got a cold. No, I don't think so. But yeah, I felt terrible. So I was like, oh, great. You know, it's the weekend, it's sunny, and I'm just going to be like, you know, stuck in bed. But I woke up Saturday morning still not feeling great, and then I was like, you know what, like some of my friends were doing park run, and I thought, I'm just gonna do it. So I got up and I ran 5k.
Oh my God, I've just been introduced to park run this weekend. My friend did it. My friends have started doing it quite a lot now. I didn't realize it was a thing.
Yeah, so they've just opened a new one right by, oh my God, yeah. Oh, there's so much to tell you. So yeah, they've just opened a new park run in the field. It's called the Great Field, right by my house, where Ooh. They've also just completed £1 million park that was opened on Friday by Prince Charles. And I spoke to him.
What? You missed that out?
I know. So he comes here a lot because it's like his little project town. It's like an extension of Dorchester, which is like an old Roman town.
Yeah.
And he's designed the whole of Poundbury where I live.
Oh my God.
You can imagine the Daily Mail have a field day with it constantly. They're like, yeah. Prince Charles's toy town. And I, you know, when I moved from Bristol, I was like, oh my God, I've never lived somewhere like that. It's all new. It's all but you know, stark and like soulless, but actually I love living here. There's so many cool people around from all over the place.
Yeah, and that's nice.
Yeah, and it's like a sort of new community feel, you know, everyone's kind of wants to make it a good place. So anyway, to cut a long story short, yeah, we heard his helicopter land
on your house.
Yeah, no, just on my roof helicopter pad. We heard the helicopter land, and weirdly I had a power cut at the same time, and I was like, well, I can't do any work, I'm going to go for a walk and just see if I can run into him, walk down the road. And you can see all his entourage, like walking ahead of him. And then, down he comes, and he just stops and talks to residents and meets all the business owners and stuff. So, yeah, I had a little chat, and I didn't get to say, like, you know, go vegan.
Are you a vegan?
I'm plucking up the courage. I wasn't feeling 100%. So I was just like, oh my God, I'm talking to Prince Charles. This is random.
that's so funny.
I know. But anyway, I'm digressing as always. So I did park run. And afterwards, I thought, I actually feel okay. So we went paddleboarding and made a picnic. Oh. My friend made like sliced aubergine with vegan mozzarella in the middle, which was lovely.
Oh, that sounds so nice.
I did beetroot falafels from Fern Cotton's Happy Vegan Cookbook, which we had with just loads of dips, you know, like different, like tzatziki and hummus and stuff.
Yeah.
But then on Sunday, I went to a vegan fair, and Bath Culture House were there. Have you heard of them?
Cheese.
Yes.
Oh, you love this place.
Oh, so me and my friend literally like hunted them down straight away, and lovely lady. I think her name was Lucy. She was really nice. She said she listens to the podcast. So hi.
Oh my God, stop.
I know.
Hello.
I know. Yeah, she was so sweet, and she gave us loads of tasters. And we bought, well, I bought the activated charcoal cashew cheese, and I bought some seaweed sauerkraut.
Seaweed sauerkraut. Oh my goodness.
It's delicious. But she does loads of different cheeses and sauerkrauts. And I also got the kale kimchi.
Oh my God.
It's a little bit blow your head off, but it's really
I love that
good.
Though. Is it that I love kimchi that's really sour? Like the sour, the better for me.
Yeah, it's sort of sour and hot, isn't it? It's like a combination.
Amazing.
It just feels so healthy. I was like, look at me with my fermented kale.
Oh, well done.
Oh, so yeah, that was me. I've got a wedding in 2 weeks. I'm really trying to be like good and, you know, whole food, plant-based rather than eating burgers left, right and centre.
I'm going to be in Portugal a week today.
Oh my God. Have you looked up anywhere to eat yet?
There's so many places. I used Happy Cow, app or the website, I think it is. It might be an app as well. I'm not too sure.
Yeah, it is.
But basically, for those that don't know what a Happy Cow is, it's a godsend. It just lists all of the local vegan restaurants or like anywhere that you can get vegan food. I think it might be sort of around the world. I think it's gotten a big scope now, isn't it?
I think it is, yeah.
It's so amazing and so handy. So yes, lots of lovely places. I think there's like 12 different restaurants, like 12 different vegan restaurants out there.
Wow.
I know.
In just the town you're going to?
Porto, so I'm going to a city.
Oh right, that's
but
why,
still
then.
That's like so decent. I thought I was, I don't know, I thought I might struggle a little bit, but by the looks of it we're going to be fine. So yes, I'm so excited.
Oh,
but I also need to, I'm going to be doing my ginger shots, going to just be as clean as I can, just because not like for weight reasons or anything like that. I just want to feel lovely. Like, I just want to go there and just be as content and as relaxed as I can.
Exactly. And just like, you know, your skin's looking good and you just feel nice in yourself. Like your tummy feels nice. And yeah, it's not about like being, oh my God, I need to be like stick thin so I can.
No. And even like when we say like tummy feels nice, it's more like just the actual inside of it, like, you know, like cramping or like recently whenever I have this, when I'm on and off gluten-free or gluten-free whenever I can. But when I do eat lots of gluten, it just feels like I have severe period pains. Like, that's the pain that I get.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty much the same. And I'm like, yeah, my tummy just, I just feel horrible in myself. So it's just annoying, isn't it? And you sort of feel agitated. So,
and you want to be full of energy.
Exactly.
And yeah. So I'm looking forward to it. And I think just the excitement as well. I've not been on a plane in 5 years.
Oh, I can't wait.
I know.
I cannot wait to hear what you've been eating, because we'll get some like cooking ideas.
I know. I'm hoping to sort of get like, try and eat as like local to the cuisine as I can. I feel like I definitely will be able to. Like, we're gonna just go everywhere and anywhere that we can, basically, and just find like all the nice little bits. So
delicious.
I can't wait.
Food abroad just always tastes so much better because they've got all that sunshine and the tomatoes are like three times the size of ours.
And so everything. Sweet.
Yeah.
Like Spanish tomatoes, they're just so sweet. British tomatoes, I don't know, I they have to be sort of mixed with like lots of oil and like in like a salad or whatever. Like, I couldn't just eat them a whole or whatever because they're just a bit tart and they're just a bit, ugh.
Yeah, I don't mind. I love the smell of the British ones that you get that are grown on the vine. It reminds me of my granddad's, he had a greenhouse where he had vines of tomatoes when I was little. So it reminds me of that smell. But they're just not, they're, you know, when you go to Europe, they're on a different scale.
Yeah.
So, oh, I hope you have a good time.
I know.
Well, shall we share our reviews of high street restaurants? So we're thinking, you know, people are doing No Meat May this month. Might be completely new to veganism or just vegetarianism or cutting down on meat or whatever. So, I mean, all the high street restaurants have really upped their game, haven't they, in the last sort of 2 or 3 years.
It's crazy how much it's ramped it up. Like, places like Wagamama's, we love Wagamama's here, but like Wagamama's, we went to Yo Sushi, like 50% or almost 50% of their menu is plant-based. It's incredible. Mm.
Yeah, it is. Oh God, Wagamamas. They were giving out samples at the vegan fair and they had the little lettuce cup things. Bimbap.
Oh my God, did you go and get them? No, sambap. Yeah.
Sambap with the tempeh and the sauce. And I saw them coming up the road because we were like, I said, oh, you know, we were just leaving, me and my friend. I said, oh, Wagamamas were supposed to be here with the free samples. And then they came up the road. I literally pounced on them. I was like, oh my God, these are so good.
I am loving that for you. Oh, they were so good.
Yeah. If you want to listen to our review of Wagamamas, have a listen. I think it was a few episodes ago, wasn't it? Now
it was our London special on the London tour.
It was. That was great. Well, you said about Yo Sushi. I mean, I'm just obsessed with my daughter is obsessed with sushi and I just love all that, all those little dishes with all the different flavors and colors and textures. It's just so my food. When I went to Yo Sushi, I had the Kaizo seaweed salad. Did you try that?
Oh yes, I did. I've never eaten that type of seaweed before. It was insane.
It's wakame, isn't it? Wakame seaweed.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Yeah, I because I got home and googled it and tried to find it locally, and I've asked my local health food shop. They're going to call some in for me.
You're so extra.
Like a special order. Well, you know what it's like down here. You can probably just go to like an Asian supermarket or something, but I don't have anything.
Yeah, I've never, maybe I'm just not looking for it, but I've never seen like seaweed like that before. We had the, I can't remember the name of the sushi. It was the nigiri. I think it might have been Kaiser nigiri. Yes. And it was like rice wrapped in seaweed and then that in nori and then topped with the how do you say it, kaizo?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, kaizo seaweed. And that was delicious too. It was, I think there was a bit The one that we had, it had a little bit too much sesame oil in it. So I would like it to have not had so much, so it's just a bit more fresher. But still, it was so tasty.
Yeah. I tried to avoid any rice dishes when I went so I could eat more of all the other stuff.
I did get a katsu.
This is it. I've made the mistake before where I'm like, oh no, I'm full. I can't eat all the little side. It's all the side dishes I love, like the miso soup, because you get unlimited top-ups of that, don't you?
Yeah, I know. It's insane. It's so good.
And then I had the Korean style gyozas. I think they had like sriracha mayo and crispy onions on top.
Yeah, I had those. Those are so good. Crispy as well.
Good. Oh, gyozas. So I could eat them every day. And then Inari taco, which my daughter's obsessed with. Got those little tofu pocket things. They look
the
like they're made
of tofu skin.
Yeah.
I really, really want to do some stuff with tofu skin. It's so versatile and you can make so much stuff from it. And yeah, it's just, it's quite hard to describe. It's like skin.
It looks a bit like egg, you know, if you sort of fried up egg, it looks like that to me,
like a really thin omelette. I think you could kind of compare it to and I suppose you could make sort of omelette style, maybe with a bit of black salt in there, but I've been after some for so long and I loved those at Yo Sushi. It was delicious.
Can you buy them then, the tofu skins?
Yeah, you can buy them from majority of sort of local Asian supermarkets.
So that's all
online.
I'll have to ring the health food shop again. Sorry, I need the wakame seaweed and the tofu skins.
I should do you a little like bundle that I send you once a month of all the like shops in Bristol, and I just send you a little care package.
Yeah, help me. I need Asian food. And the gyoza wraps. I've been looking for those.
Oh, yeah, we got those.
Oh, damn it. I'm just going to have to order it all online. But when you look, it's like Amazon, and it's like, I don't want to buy it from Amazon.
You would rather go to like the local, but as I said, we meet up once a month. Maybe if you give me a list before we meet, and then I can do a little shop for you. That'd be so nice.
It'd be nice for me. You'll be like lugging all this shopping to work.
You've got one bag, that's the max.
Okay, it's my limit. Well, we also checked out BrewDog because they've got some new vegan options, haven't they?
Yes, so,
and they do 2-for-1 on plant-based dish.
I know, I spotted that. I've never really been to BrewDog. I must confess, this is my first time going there for a restaurant. The one that we've got in Bristol, it's got a different menu, so it's a pizza menu. And there's just so many pizza places in Bristol. I've just not got around to going to the BrewDog one yet. So I visited the Bath one to try this new menu because it's got Tyndall, which is the new vegan chicken sort of brand that's just launched in the UK. What did you think of it?
Well, it was my first time as well. Although, I mean, I might have been to one for a beer once back in my 20s. I don't know. I really don't remember ever going. And I went to the one in Bournemouth, which has only just opened. I think it's been open a couple of months, and it was
nice.
It was fantastic, really good, friendly staff, and the food, yeah, really good. So to start with, we had spicy cleaver smashed cucumbers.
Ooh.
They were quite spicy, but they were, yeah, it was just something a bit different, and we all shared Temple of Satan wings.
They were good, weren't they?
And they come in like a hot sauce and syrup glaze with like a vegan mayo dip. They were really, really good. Quite salty, I'd say.
They were very salty. That was one thing that I did notice. I think it might have been because it was like a buffalo sauce, wasn't it? That was covering them. I think it might have been that was quite salty. And then obviously it's with the salty wings. But I've never been to Temple of Satan, and obviously that's a big restaurant in London, so it's quite nice to try those.
Yeah, and I think as well, when BrewDog's, obviously a lot of it's about all the unique beers, isn't it, the IPAs and stuff, so actually when you're kind of drinking an ice cold beer, or I think I had it was like a passion fruit cider or something with it.
Ooh.
Yeah, and actually the saltiness with the sort of crisp cold lager or cider or whatever actually really worked. So I think you have to sort of have it in context, don't you?
Yeah, definitely.
The crispy Tyndall chicken burger, I think there were two versions on my menu, because they do, like you said, the menus can vary from place to place, from different stores.
Yes. So on our one, there was, I think it was just like a classic chicken burger with like avocado, and I think it was just like lettuce, onion. Just like quite simple. And then there was a Carolina one, which is the one that I had.
Yeah, same. Did it have sweet chili jam in it?
Yeah, it was quite nice.
Yeah,
it was again,
yummy.
It was quite salty, but again, I think, as you say, with the like the cold beers and stuff, it's quite nice, and it's a treat.
It's like really good sort of indulgent comfort food, isn't
it?
And you know, you kind of sit down with your friends. I can just imagine being like 24 again, you know, no kids, and just like having a bit of a sesh on a, you know, on a weekend and tucking into some really good food. Yeah, it's great.
Definitely. There was one that was on our menu. It was a special. I don't know whether you had it as well. It was kind of like clipped on with a paperclip at the top of the menu. It was all vegan, black pudding and blue cheese chicken burger.
Oh my God, no.
I know. It was crazy. I think it might have just been a special for the bar restaurant. But blue cheese scares me anyway, so I don't know how I do with the vegan blue cheese. So we didn't get that one. But my partner did order like vegan black pudding, and he had that in his burger too.
Wow. What was it like?
It was all right. I'm like, I don't get the fuss of black pudding. So
no.
I don't know. If you love black pudding, then yeah, it'd probably be lovely. But I didn't, you know, I didn't eat black pudding when I ate meat. So
no, God, no. I'm imagining it's sort of a salty, sweet type
thing. It kind of tasted a bit like really salty stuffing.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't think I'd be going for the black pudding. But yeah, really good choice. And I was really impressed with the place. It was just a really good vibe.
Yeah, the staff at the Bath restaurant was so attentive, and they were sort of double checking all the beers to make sure that they were vegan. So yeah, they were great. Really, really lovely. Aww.
What other places do you like then on the high street? What's your sort of go-to chain restaurant? I can imagine you're the sort of person that likes to go to independent places rather than...
Yeah, I think Bristol is quite a... We are spoilt for choice, and I don't often go to high... Not, you know, not to say like I don't go there for a reason, but because we've just got so much choice in Bristol. There's so many independent like chains that are just popping up, you know, every month almost. It's incredible. Another one that I did visit, which I don't think you visited, was TGI Fridays. So they've just launched, they've updated their menu. And again, it's just so easy if you're sort of out shopping, or I don't know, Christmas time, you go out shopping, do a new shopping centre with your family, you don't really know what to get. And it's just easy. Like everyone knows what they're going to get, but you're getting plant-based foods as well. So we had their like Jack Daniel's wings. They have like a Jack Daniel's barbecue sauce, which I think is like quite staple for them. So we had those, which it was made from Meatless Farm chicken, so they've got like a collab. So that was nice. They were easy, you know, the food is good, you expect what you expect, you know what I mean? And then we had chicken fajitas, obviously Meatless Farm again. And then what else did we have? Tacos as well. We had all the food, so yeah, all very nice.
Oh, that sounds good. I tell you where I used to love going in Bristol, Las Iguanas.
I do love Las Iguanas. I don't go all that often. I'm with sort of Mexican food, I tend to just, I don't know, I'm not always quick to go to a Mexican restaurant. I don't know why. I think it's because I just enjoy cooking it myself.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You sort of feel like you could sort of recreate it, whereas something.
Yeah, places... and I just love it so much.
Yeah.
But yeah, Las Iguanas is so good. They've got a good vegan menu.
Yeah, they have, because it just lends itself to that sort of, you know, like pineapple salsas and things like that.
Ooh, so
sort
good.
Of explosion of flavours. Where else is there? Where do I go? The lounge bars, they're pretty good with vegan options.
Yeah, lounge bars is really good. Nando's as well has got some vegan options. Again, though, I think with these places, it's probably worth noting that a lot of the things, especially if they're coming from a grill, they might be cooked on the same grill as meat, which is something to bear in mind. I know Nando's does, which, yeah, puts some people off.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, but it is meat-free.
Yeah.
But it's cooked on the same grill, so it's a bit counterproductive, isn't it? But I know some people who eat plant-based would still eat there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. They do a nice rainbow bowl in Nando's, and it's got like slaw and pickled carrot and broccoli and hummus, which is nice sort of healthy option. I think they've got a new spiced chickpea burger in there, and then they've got the great imitator wrap. So they've got a few different ones.
Yeah, they do very good sort of like veggie, like bean and mushroom burgers and stuff, which I think a lot of people love, because you do miss those these days, don't you? Now it's all sort of fake meat, and which is great, but sometimes I just want a bean burger.
True. Yeah. I can't say I miss the bean burger, but I think the chickpea, it's a little bit different, isn't it? It's not necessarily, it's when you sort of used to find those bits of carrot and peas in them and stuff, and you'd be like, ooh, what is, it's like sort of a potato.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Those veggie burgers.
They're a bit of my guilty pleasure, though, I'm not going to lie. I love them. Oh, my God, I love them.
You're so funny. Like, one minute you're cooking up these culinary feasts, like, yes, Michelin star darling, you know, shiitake mushrooms. And then you're like, yeah, I just want a bit of Biscoff on a, like, on toast dipped in a cup of tea.
Sounds lush. That's my breakfast.
No, it's not. Well, we have got to finish today a lovely, funny story, which I'm a bit nervous about reading out. It's from from a listener called Shah. Have you read it, Molly?
No, I've not.
Oh, God. Okay. So she's currently selling her house to move in with her boyfriend. She says she's 52, never too old to have a boyfriend, right?
No, oh, I love that for you. Living your best life.
Yeah. And her boyfriend, Jason, is not vegan. Come on, Jason. Apparently he's going to go vegan for a month when they move in together. So, you know.
For a month. I love that.
Yeah. No pressure, Shah. You need to like convert him within that month to all these, you know, amazing dishes. So they met 7 years ago and he asked her out for dinner and she said, lentils aren't my friend. Yeah. We get where you're coming from there. But she loves them and they were the only option on the menu. So she didn't have any choice but to order them. And then they're eating their dinner, she starts to feel the pain building.
No.
And kept making an excuse to go to the toilet. But there were only so many times she could get away with it without him thinking, what is wrong with this woman? So she thought she'd be brave and hold the next one in, but the pain was getting worse. And then a guy walked past their table and she thought, result, I can get away with this. So she kind of relaxed and just let a little, you know, pop out. And then this Jason, bear in mind, this is like, you know, their first or second date within a week of meeting. And he's like, what the hell is that smell? And she said, he said, I think it was that guy that walked past. I think he thought it. And then Jason jumps up and confronts the guy, telling him how disgusting it was to walk past and do that.
What? Mate, this is, if you guys don't get married, then you just, if that can happen and you're still together, you're made for each other.
It's so funny. So she finally confessed last year. She didn't confess at the time. She let this poor guy take
I would have done the exact same thing.
Oh, I tell you what, that's the worst thing, isn't it? When you meet, you know, when you first get together with someone, it's like the whole,
You're trying to keep up this, like, I don't know. And you're like this amazing human and you don't do any bodily functions at all. And then when it happens, bless her. But thank you for sharing.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
Amazing. That was the laugh I needed.
Yeah, definitely. We'll send yours to simplyvegan@anthem.co.uk because we all need a laugh, don't we, at the end of the day? Okay, well, tune in on Thursday when I'm chatting to Hench Herbivore, otherwise known as Paul Curtin, and his partner, Gemma Nichols. They are talking about nutrition, bodybuilding, weight management, and they are so good at the whole food plant-based business, Molly.
Oh, I need inspiration.
Honestly, they don't eat anything that isn't whole food plant-based. So
oh, God.
They were really inspiring. They really inspired me to get my ass in gear and get back on to that kind of path, because it's the best. You feel great. It's the best way to eat. So yeah, have a listen. It's a good one.